I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. That's the human-alien conversation from the 1977 movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Aliens have been a long-time preoccupation for many people in the U.S. In just the past 2 months, a petition urging President Obama to acknowledge an extraterrestrial presence here on Earth got more than 12,000 signatures. And the White House felt compelled to respond that it has no evidence that extraterrestrial creatures exist. But the discovery of Earth-like planets continues to raise hope of intelligent alien life. And in 2 weeks, NASA will launch a $2.5 billion mission to look for life on Mars. Seth Shostak is a senior astronomer at the SETI Institute in California. SETI stands for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and he joins us from there. Seth, welcome.
Thank you very much, Sasha. It's a pleasure to be here.
Seth, SETI has been searching for extraterrestrial intelligence for more than 50 years. You have said, and other scientists have since agreed with you, that we are going to find alien life within the next 20 years. What makes you so confident that we will?
Well, if you're speaking of alien life, you have to recognize that there are really kind of three ways we might find that. We might find it nearby, on Mars, some of the moons of the outer solar system. All these are places where there might be some sort of microscopic life, and we may just find it with our spacecraft. Another thing we could do is maybe build instruments that could find oxygen or methane in the atmospheres of other planets around other stars. That would tell you there's life there. And the third way is this experiment, SETI, where we're looking for not just life, but intelligent life.
And I think we should clarify right at the beginning, when you say intelligent life, are you hoping that what we find are other creatures with arms and legs and faces just like us? Or are you content with just something in a petri dish that still indicates a living organism?
If you can build a radio transmitter so we can eavesdrop on your signals, you're intelligent. And that's it. Whether they have arms and legs or how many of each they have, all of that is secondary. What's important is they're smart enough to get in touch.
And is it that highly intelligent life form that you actually believe we will find?
Yes, I think that we will eventually find them. We'll find some sort of extraterrestrial life in the next couple of decades, but it might turn out to be microbes under the surface of Mars or something like that. So that's not intelligent. But I do believe that the intelligent variety is out there, and it's only a matter of time before we find proof of that.
And if we do find life, and let's start with a very simple, primitive, petri dish kind of life, what can we learn from that?
If you find it, if you actually can get to it, well, the first thing you'd probably ask yourself is, well, I mean, to what extent is it built the way life on Earth is? I mean, life on Earth all has DNA. Everybody knows that. Do these little alien microbes have DNA, or do they have QNA or XNA or something else? I mean, you need some sort of blueprint for life, and it would be quite interesting to know if theirs is anything like ours. We would learn a lot about biochemistry, clearly. I think perhaps the greatest thing we would learn is something of philosophical import, namely that life is not a miracle. It's just a cosmic infection, if you will. It's likely to be everywhere. If you find it in one other place, the chances are quite good that it's all over the place.
And what if we find the kind of life form that, as you said, might be intelligent enough to create a radio transmitter, something like us? What would we do with that finding?
Well, obviously, that would change our perception of ourselves forever. If we knew that we're just another duck in the row, if you will, that intelligence arose not just on this world, but on many other worlds, I think that that will change our concept of ourselves. There's also the possibility that you might pick up a signal that has a message, and a message that eventually you could understand. And any message we pick up is going to be coming from a society far beyond ours, in at least a technological sense. So, you know, you might learn all sorts of interesting stuff. It might be like exposing Neanderthals to the Library of Congress.
Seth, you have spent most of your career as an astronomer looking for alien life. What will you do if you never find signs of it?
Well, obviously, that would be slightly disappointing. But I have to say that in the course of the search, we've learned a great deal as well. We didn't even know that there were planets around other stars. Well, astronomers have found planets around other stars. That's a tremendously exciting sort of thing. And Captain Cook sailed the South Pacific. He was trying to find a continent at the bottom of the world. He didn't actually find it, but I think that he had a good time, and he learned a few things trying. So trying without success, that's still, in my opinion, a valuable exercise.
Seth, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Seth Shostak is a senior astronomer at the SETI Institute in California. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.